Well, as we speak, there's high excitement at Dublin Airport for the arrival home of Dundalk athlete Kate O'Connor. She won a silver medal, as you probably know, at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo last weekend. And I'm delighted to say that Kate joins us on the line. Kate, many congratulations. I know I speak for the whole country in saying that. 4 days on, has it sunk in?
Semi-sunk in. It's kind of nice coming back and seeing kind of the turnout here, because when you're so far away, it's you're kind of in your own little bubble. But yeah, it's nice to kind of come back and see how much it means to everybody else at home as well.
You've had a fantastic year. I mean, it really has been a phenomenal year. And I know a few months back we spoke to your dad on the programme, because he's also part of your coaching team. How's the knee?
The knee is okay. Originally, I was actually supposed to stay on out in Japan for a little holiday, but we just decided I've got the next 6 weeks-ish off, and we just thought it was the best move for next year, just to get home, get it scanned, and just make sure that everything's okay rather than running around the place on God knows what. So I think it's pretty okay. I'm walking and I'm fine. But yeah, it's just more of a medical kind of thing, just to make sure everything's a-okay.
Mm-hmm. When you were competing on Saturday, how conscious were you of the interest back home and what was going on in Tokyo?
I suppose like I was semi-aware of it. The days leading up to the competition, I could kind of see like a little bit of hype online and stuff, and I suppose I've never really dealt with too much pressure going into a major competition, but I was definitely feeling a little bit going in. And Friday, I just enjoyed every second of the competition. Like, I just went in. I'd already won 3 international medals this year, so I've already had an amazing year. So my plan was just to go in, just enjoy every second, which I did. And then day two, I was sitting in second place before the long jump, and then I dropped down to 4th afterwards. So again, I was feeling a little bit of pressure, but I knew I was coming into 2 very strong events for me. I was carrying that knee injury at that point, but there was no doubt in my mind that I wasn't going to give my absolute 100%, because yeah, these medals don't come around all that often, and I suppose you never know when you're going to get the opportunity again to win one, and I was just never going to let that opportunity pass.
Can I ask you actually finally about that? I think one of the things that struck many of us when you were competing last weekend was how composed you were and how you seemed to go into every one of the events with that look of joy on your face. How do you manage to achieve that, given the pressure you must have been under?
It's a good question. And I think that, like, I've put in so much hard work over the last how many years, but especially over the last year. And I went into that competition, I knew what I was capable of doing. So all those PBs, although like from people at home, they think, oh my goodness, she's competing out of her skin. I've been doing that day in, day out at training. So I was just trying to keep myself very level headed and just going out and executing exactly what I do every day, whilst also trying to enjoy it, obviously. And I think that, like, I've learned over the years that that's how I compete best, enjoying myself and just executing what I always do. And yeah, it's managed to claim me quite a few medals, and then obviously this extremely historic medal too.
Well, I hope you enjoy the days and weeks to come and whatever follows. Kate, many thanks for taking the time to talk to us from Dublin Airport. That was Kate O'Connor.